an extraordinary story. God's hand guiding all of it, no doubt.
Science and God really are just complementary.
We're in the middle of a war, spiritual warfare.
God doesn't just tolerate us. God loves us.
Rooted in Christ and growing throughout the world, our church is ever ancient, ever new.
Ever Ancient, Ever New show on Holy Family Radio, AM 720. 720WHYF.com is the website. That is your local Catholic station in the Harrisburg area in Pennsylvania. And I'm your host, Mike Creevy, delighted that you have found your way to today's program. And couldn't say more about how overjoyed I am to be a part of this great mission at this station. If you want to find out more, check out 720WHYF.com, the website I mentioned. Also over on Facebook, we got a great Facebook page, a lot of cool stuff going on there these days. And also the Ever Ancient, Ever New Shows page as well on Facebook has some pretty cool stuff, some updates and podcast links and that kind of thing. So jump over there and check it out. I want to start today's show, as always, with prayer. And we're going right into Scripture for this one because that's it's just a good idea. And this psalm, I think, really is at the heart of what I wanted to look at today on this youth and young adult-themed topical program on your local Catholic station. So let's go ahead and jump right in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this alone will I seek, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in his shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will set me high upon a rock. Now my head is lifted up above my enemies all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices. With shouts of joy, I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For those of you keeping score, that's Psalm 27, verses 1 through 6. And for those of you who have never tuned into this program before, by way of very brief background, let me just share with you that you have discovered the, as I mentioned, youth and young adult themed show. And I say themed because it's not I don't want you to immediately switch this off if you don't consider yourself a youth or a young adult. And honestly, with each passing revolution around the sun, I am finding myself less and less able to necessarily justify putting myself in that category, quite frankly. I guess as long as there is one person older than me on the planet, I am a youth, at least in that regard. But at any rate, this this show, I say it's themed because while it's open to everybody, and I would love the more young people we have listening to the show, the better. And it also helps me with feedback and with input, you know, for the actual episodes and for the content and that kind of thing for guests. And, you know, but by the same token, if you are anywhere else on the age spectrum, this program focuses on issues and topics and the life of faith with a special eye towards some of the challenges that young people encounter when they're trying to live their faith out. So for example, for today's show, I'm looking at the issue of contending for the faith, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute here in terms of where that phrase comes from. But, you know, we'll take an issue like contending for the faith, which you can, of course, address with any number of with insights and particular challenges that people might face with, let's say, contending for the faith in the business world or contending for the faith when you're later in life and you're struggling, you know, with just thoughts of your mortality and how none of us is here forever and all those kinds of things. Maybe you're contending for the faith in your young family life. That's my situation a lot of times. So whatever the case may be, here we try to focus on how some of these issues and these matters with living out the Catholic faith especially manifest themselves when you're in your teens and 20s and sometimes even your early 30s, you know, in our world today. So just to dive into this, contending for the faith. What are we talking about here? Well, you know, this kind of happened. It's kind of a little autobiographical here. I was reading the other day in the Gospel, in the letter of Jude in the New Testament. And I've been trying to do this read-through where I just go through little snippets in addition to some other things I kind of try to do for digging into Scripture more in depth, just as something I always enjoy doing. I've been trying to go through some areas that sometimes get overlooked, you know, or areas that I've been tempted, even in my own faith life, to forget about. And the Catholic letters, as they're called, those seven letters after the letters of Paul and the letter of Hebrews in the New Testament, sometimes get overlooked or brushed to the side, you know. And so that's 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, the letter of Jude, also the letter of James, rather, is the first one in there. So those seven letters, and you know, they're loaded with insight. And I was praying about it the other day. I was like, you know, Lord, there are lots of other first century documents that didn't end up in the New Testament, you know, in God's providence, as wonderful as they may be, like the Shepherd of Hermas, you know, the letter of Barnabas, the Didache, the teaching of the 12. Like, there's all these wonderful early documents that are from sometimes that apostolic age, the letter of Clement of Rome. There's all these great early writings that many people in the early church wanted to see in the canon of Scripture, quite frankly. And there were many people who believed that they should be included or believed that they were inspired by God. But the church determined, with the authority Christ gave the church, that those letters were not, in fact, as wonderful as they are, as great and as uplifting as they are, that they're not recognized as the inspired Word of God. And then you look at something like 3 John, which is like, you know, a quarter of a page long, and you read it and you're like, you know, Christ isn't even mentioned explicitly in this letter. Like, why is this in here? So there's a mystery there. And long story short, that was in my mind. And I was thinking, well, yeah, I want to read through these again. I read through them, you know, probably a couple times a year. But I was like, I want to go through this. And for some reason, I was drawn to the letter of Jude. Well, lo and behold, in God's providence, this just jumped out at me. And I got to the fourth verse, okay, and it says this. He's just introducing his letter. And he says, verse 3, he says, "Beloved, although I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I now feel a need to write to encourage you to contend for the faith that was once for all handed down to the holy ones." There's that phrase again. So verse 3, the letter of Jude, verse 3 there, he says, "I encourage you to contend for the faith." And that stuck in my mind when I was reading this that night. And I thought, wait, contend, contend, contend. I kept coming back to that. That is not a passive verb. You know, it's a tough word. I was thinking about that. Where else do we use the word contend? You know, contender. I'm not going to do the Marlon Brando, don't worry. But, you know, to be a contender, you know, we think of like boxing, right? Was the first thing that came to my mind. Then you have these, you know, heavyweight contenders, you know, in this rigorous, you know, violent, you know, pugilistic sport, which I'm not knocking boxing. I'm a fan, quite frankly, myself. And it's, you know, the athleticism required in it, the hard work, the training, and the dangers too that you run into. I mean, boxing is not, you know, boxing is not just something you do for the heck of it, right? You know, you got to be committed. You got to contend. You have to fight. And I thought about that as of all the words Jude could have used here. And then I thought, well, what was the original word? And for those of you who aren't fans of linguistic, scuba diving, let me just jump to the, you know, sort of cut to the chase here. And I looked it up. I'm not a scholar, by the way, of Greek. I did have some Greek when I was in the seminary, and I loved it. And it's sort of a hobby of mine. I'm kind of dangerous. So it turns out that the word that is translated contend in our English Bibles here comes from this Greek word that Jude uses, and the word was epagonizestai. And which is a, you know, you shorten that down, you get to the core of that word. And what's in play there is the Greek word at the core of it, agon, or A-G-O-N, which is to struggle, to contend. And what's funny is if you think about it, agon, that's where we get our English word agony, right? Agony. I mean, agony is not a pretty word. And to think about this, that agonizing, the strain, the struggle, the stress, right, that comes with that is kind of plain, quite frankly. And I don't know about you guys, but I don't really think about my faith sometimes day to day as something that I agonize over. or if I'm in a conversation with somebody, or I'm out and about and someone starts saying something that's just very critical of my faith or puts me on the spot, I a lot of times get hit with panic or with fear wanting to sort of squiggle my way out of it somehow and get away. quite frankly, you want to just sort of duck and cover and avoid the conflict, avoid contending. You don't want to be contentious and that sort of thing. And I'll get more into some of this on the other side of the break. But basically what I thought about after reading this was it just kind of came into my prayer then the next few days up till now. And it led to the idea of doing the show on this, the idea of contending for the faith and sort of making a brief argument today in support of St. Jude for that, as if he needs my help. At any rate, though, I think it's important for us to think about. So our Catholic faith, following Jesus Christ, being a disciple of the Lord, as we see in many other places in Scripture, doesn't just come from Jude here. I mean, he's already describing an inherited tradition, going back to Christ himself, who talks about things like you're going to have to take up your cross and follow him, that you have to be willing to give up all of these things, and in fact, everything for the sake of the gospel, that you have to be willing to give your entire life over to him, that you have to be willing to die, like the seed that falls into the ground and dies and then will be able to grow and bring on this new life. I mean, that's all there. That's all very gospel-based. It comes right from Christ himself, who didn't just preach it but lived it out, right? So Christ dies to communicate this message. And even if we don't physically die, which most of us will probably not, physically die for the faith, for defending the faith, but we have to in some way each and every day, if we're true disciples, we have to face some kind of stress, some kind of tension, some kind of, uncomfortable reality when living our faith out. So I'd just like to offer you guys, and this is not me preaching or anything, because I'm going to share with you how I struggle with these myself. On the other side of the break, I kind of came up with a couple do's and don'ts, I think, which are insightful, hopefully useful for us. Do's and don'ts of contending for the faith when we're trying to live out what Jude says here. That is also echoed in the other New Testament authors all the way back to Jesus himself. So I'm Mike Creevy, host of Ever Ancient, Ever New. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about contending for the faith today on 720 AM in the Harrisburg area, 720WHYF on .com online, or podcast, or however else you're tuning into this program. Easy for me to say. Thanks so much for joining us today, and don't go away because we'll be back right on the other side of this break talking about contending for the faith. Be right back.
Holy Family Radio is your Catholic voice in central Pennsylvania, but as a listener-supported radio station, we need your help, not only during our annual pledge drives and speaker series, but throughout the year. Please prayerfully consider a donation of any amount to AM 720. Giving is easy. Visit our website, 720WHYF.com, and click the donate page and follow the instructions. And thank you for whatever you can give to Holy Family Radio.
Welcome back to the Ever Ancient, Ever New show on Holy Family Radio, AM 720, 720WHYF. I'm your host, Mike Creevy, and this is the youth and young adult-themed program airing every Tuesday. And so Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m., and then we have an encore broadcast at 2 p.m., on Saturdays as well. So that's a couple ways you can get the program. You can also get it on online at 720WHYF.com, which is our website. You can live stream there and also check out podcasts. We're going to have some more great access to podcasts before too long here. So keep an eye out for that. So if you're just tuning in now, we're talking today about contending for the faith. And it was among other places, it's not something that Jude made up, or that St. Jude made up in his letter in the New Testament. It comes directly from Jesus himself. And, it's very important for us to keep in mind that this is not a passive experience. Oh my goodness. Hang on a sec. Before I forget, back up here. I think I said that the encore broadcasts are on Saturday. I'm very sorry. It's a Sunday. Sunday at 2. Sunday at 2 p.m., the Lord's Day, right after the Mass on EWTN. So Sundays at 2 p.m. is our encore broadcast. Correction made. So jumping back into this, contending for the faith, I wanted to share with you guys a couple of do's and don'ts, I think. And this is, as I mentioned before the break, not something that I'm sort of, you know, offering to you from this great, wonderful position of all this authority and brilliance and holiness or anything like that. I am offering it to you from a lot of times a standpoint of very kind of common sense things, but also shared experiences with a lot of other people in our struggles to do this right. You know, mistakes we've made along the way. And so I speak to you as a fellow sinner and someone who is desperately trying to grow in these areas himself. So just quick little disclaimer up front. So contending for the faith, not being passive, recognizing that we need to stand up for the Lord. And sometimes, you know, that's as simple as, you know, simple may not be easy, but it's as simple as just a conversation with a friend where there's not a whole lot of pressure, but you just sort of disagree about a little detail, you know, friend or family member, all the way up to potentially facing public persecution and an arrest and even death for Christ. I mean, that's the high stakes here, obviously, we're talking about. In some places and times, people are more likely to face the latter than the former, and you know, you never know. So it's good to practice these little methods, I think, and these principles in our somewhat easier, maybe a little bit stressful conversations and situations. So if we're ever in that more dire sort of situation, we'll be prepared. So I want to share with you three don'ts first, and then three do's that I just kind of came to me as I was thinking of this. So when we're contending for the faith, when we're trying to stand up for Christ and the gospel, I think number one, don't be a jerk. Okay? I don't know if you were expecting that, but I think this is a good principle to maybe keep in mind, right? I mean, how often have we done this, or how often has someone with us done this? Maybe, and usually I don't think you mean to do it. I don't think we mean to do it. Sometimes it's born out of a lot of zeal and excitement and enthusiasm. Sometimes it's born out of a genuine feeling of offense that of something someone has just said. But here's the thing, guys. I think if we come across too hot-headed, we can shoot ourselves in the foot without ever meaning to do it. Even if we're right, that's the hard thing. Even if you are absolutely right on the church's teaching about sexuality, the church's teaching about whatever social issue might be, religious freedom, or, you know, a lot of the hot button issues. You know, you can just, if you come across as a jerk, and we can't always control it. You know, sometimes you'll say it and you won't at all do it in a non-tactful way, but the person will just determine that you're being a jerk. That's kind of up to them. But we don't have to give ammunition in a sense to the, you know, to someone who's opposing the gospel, who's already kind of, you know, out to sort of paint us in a certain way. So number one, don't be a jerk. You know, I think that's good to focus on that. Our approach, the way we do it, we can revisit that. Two, don't be lukewarm. Don't be lukewarm. You know, Jesus says, famously in Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, he's speaking to the church in Laodicea, and he says, "I know your works. I know that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth." That famous verse that's quoted. It's actually a Greek word, emeo, which doesn't mean just spit. It means vomit. Not to be gross, but that's what the word means in Greek. Go look it up in a Greek lexicon. You'll see it. So we can't be lukewarm. We can't just, you know, like, oh, well, you know, you believe what you believe and I believe what I believe. And, you know, like, everybody can just believe whatever they want and it's all equal and it's all the same and everyone can just be happy. And there's a lot of common ground we can find, but there's some things, there's a lot more things than I think we want to admit sometimes, that it's just black and white. You know, a human life is always sacred, is always the image and likeness of God, and we must not pretend otherwise. You know, that it just is, you know. That's just one example, but, you know, right is right and wrong is wrong. You know, there's a moral life. There's a natural law that creation reflects. And sometimes we just have to take a stand, you know. But lastly, then, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I don't, you know, and so this is, if you look at don't be a jerk as the idea of don't be too rash and rushing in, this is sort of the other extreme. Don't run away. Don't be afraid. This is hard. This is hard for me. It's hard for everybody. Sometimes you just want to change the subject. And to be fair, sometimes it is prudent to change the subject or to maybe bracket the conversation. Say, hey, can we talk about – maybe it's not appropriate to talk about in the setting you're in. Maybe you have to talk about it later. But make sure you do it. And along with that, don't be afraid to say, I don't know. Someone's calling you out, asking you something about the faith. You're confused. You don't remember. You might have a detail wrong. Don't be afraid to say, hey, look, I don't know. Actually, I don't really know how to answer that. But let me go find out and I'll come back to you. But then you got to do it. You got to remember, don't just disappear because I won. I showed these Christians up. No, come back. Go do some research and come back. And that leads to the do's. So I think do, when you're trying to contend for the faith, you're trying to make a stand, you're trying to compete a little bit in this sense and make an effort, which when you think about it with resistance and how important that is in athletic training or if you've been injured and you have this wound and you're trying to get your shoulder back in motion or whatever it might be, the trainer has to provide you some resistance. They can't just let you kind of wiggle around and move your arm around with no resistance. You know, it might not hurt once you do that as much. If you start getting resistance, pushback, that's going to hurt, right? But that's part of the healing. You got to build that muscle. And it's the same thing. It's more true in the spiritual life than it is in the physical life. We believe that everything in the physical realm is some sort of reflection or localized application of a much greater spiritual reality or principle, just in general. I mean, that's kind of sacramental theology or tied to that in a way. The idea of a material, matter of the universe reflecting the spiritual truth from which God is making that, matter present. So do your homework, prepare, train, be prepared. Like St. Peter famously says in 1 Peter 3:15, he says, where do I have it here? A lot of you know this verse when he says that you always have to be prepared to make a defense, for the truth that is in you, to provide an answer. It's where we get our word apologetics from, that we have to be prepared as best we can. You don't know something, you don't know how to explain something about the faith, do a little homework. I mean, it's so easy today to find good Catholic resources out there. In fact, I did a show previously, if you go back and look, that gave just a couple, and there's more and more every day. Go to Catholic Answers, go to Word on Fire. Go to any number of podcasts that are out there. Ave Maria Radio's shows are so good too with Al Cresta and with the whole team up there. There's a lot of issues, social issues, theological issues, philosophical issues, social sciences, the sciences in general. There's a lot of great resources out there. So do your homework, so you can be prepared. But again, don't be afraid if you don't know something to go and look it up and come back later. Secondly, pray for confidence. Pray for confidence and strength. It's something we all should probably do a lot better. And to remember along with that at the end of the day, guys, it's not on us. It's not on our shoulders. It's Jesus's church. And he himself says, as Matthew chapter 10, Jesus is talking about when you're persecuted, when they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speaks, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Now, we don't want to make the mistake of, okay, Holy Spirit, it's all on you. And then I never think, I don't go read any books, I don't go practice, how to maybe address a particular apologetics issue or defending my faith. We're supposed to do both. But the point is, that when you're in that moment especially, and as you pray for confidence and for courage, for just the courage, the moral courage, to live out your faith, in even adverse situations, especially those, that remember it's not all on you in the end. And that's to the last thing here, I think. So do your homework, pray for confidence and strength. And lastly, do everything for genuine love of God and your neighbor. If I am defending the faith, but I'm doing it to beat people up, to beat them over the head, I'm doing it for glory, I'm doing it for renown, I'm doing it because I want to really prove how wrong that relative is, and I'm like rubbing my hands together like, it's go time. Well, my motivation's wrong. The argument might be perfect, might be right absolutely, maybe my friend or my relative, whoever it is just flat wrong. They're being downright foolish or they're mischaracterizing the faith. And I'm just – I go in ready to just destroy them, right? You know, guys, I've been there. I've felt it. You know, we all have. That's not the right way to do it. And it doesn't show true charity. It doesn't show true love. And we want to glorify God as we contend for the faith. We do it because we love Him and we are witnesses to His love, His glory, His forgiveness, His mercy. We want others to have this good that He has given us. So contend for the faith, the do's and don'ts. I'll post them up later online so you can see them. Let's go ahead and close with prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today, Ever Ancient, Ever New. This would be pretty pointless if you guys weren't there listening. And we always are looking for any way you can volunteer, support, or donate to help us with this mission of evangelization. Bless you. We really need all the help we can get. So 720whyf.com is the website. Ever Ancient, Ever New is on Facebook. It's also on Twitter at EAEN Show. Shoot me an email at EAENshow@gmail.com. And until next time, make straight your ways. Hope in Him. God bless you.